Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 164, The Sick Village.
There is a sickness in this village. Perhaps you would not see it from a distance, and the faint sting of rot on the breeze is easy enough to dismiss. But as you get closer, that infectious feeling of wrongness is harder and harder to shake. The grass is not the green of nature. The buildings are warped by more than age, and the voices that come from behind the inhabitants' masks are hoarse and wet. They move with exaggerated casualness, a parody of idyllic village life. And when they have a break from weeping, they reassure each other how wonderful it is in their village, or at least how wonderful it used to be. Each is covered from head to toe in thick black fabric, and they never, ever touch. Take a deep breath. The air feels thick and soupy in your lungs, swarming with a thousand contagions, digging into you, begging for you to join the village. It's so quiet there, and everyone cares for each other, far from the din and compacted flesh of the city. In the center, a maypole stands, mildewed strips of colored cloth hanging limply from it like shreds of ragged skin. The base of the pole is ashen and charred. The disease itself is nothing special. It begins as a small patch of discolored skin, the tiniest blemish. Scrub it off and it is gone, for a few hours at least. But it returns again and again and begins to spread, a mold with tendrils that burrow deep. It ranges in color from rancid yellow and corpse fat white to the dull, angry purple of a fresh bruise. It itches and burns, and you can feel it growing and spreading inside you, looking for the core of you. At least until it worms its way into your bones. Beneath the coat of each terrified citizen of this sick village lies a lurking possibility, a nightmarish suspicion of infectious constellations of hungry mildew, a mutating technicolor atlas of rotten and pockmarked flesh. But who can know for sure? Their coats are oh so thick. There was never a time before the disease, no matter what the old bastards tell you. It has always been in the village, always festered in the dark corners where nobody could stomach to check, where good neighbors wouldn't dream to speculate. But those who live here will tell you different. From behind their masks, those friendly...